Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've learned this over the years, that if I got something I think, oh yeah, man, that's what I want. Ooh, that's neat. I like that. And the Lord says, I don't like that. I go, right. Me either. You don't like it. I don't like it either. And you have to be willing to adjust yourself in your thinking. And there are other things that I've thought, well, no, I don't like that. No, sir, that's not for me. That's not my deal. And he says, I want you to do that. And you go, right. Now that I look at it again, that's just what I want to do. You want to do it? You like it? I like it.
Yes.
And you know what? We need to do that with people. We need to see people through his eyes, not just judge people by their particular personality or the way they look or something. I want to see them the way God sees them. And if he likes them, I like them. Anybody of his is a buddy of mine. And if he approves of them, and if he's using them, and if he's blessing them, it doesn't make any difference if I don't like some of their natural stuff. If they're good enough for him, they're good enough for me.
Amen.
And if the Lord picks them, I'm happy with it.
Amen.
But you know, people have historically rejected his choice.
Yeah.
I won't go into that, but if he selects them, it ought to be good enough for you.
Amen.
Now, I want you to go with me back to Samuel. 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter. 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter. Now, we have gotten into talking about some practical ways how to show honor. You know, we've already been honoring God this morning.
Amen.
You honored God by getting up and coming to church,
yeah.
Whether here or anywhere else. You honored God by lifting up your hands and worshiping him. Praising him. We honored God in our giving and our tithes and offerings. You honor God by wanting to hear the word of the Lord and by holding your Bible. How many respect that book that you have in your lap there? You honor these words. You understand a lot of people died so you could have that in print.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
People used to be burned at the stake. For trying to print this in the common man's language. I think sometimes people don't realize how much blood has been shed beside, of course, the holy blood of martyrs after him, of so many people that gave their life so you and I could have this book in our hands. So we could have 12 of them in our house if we want to on every coffee table. Amen. Never get tired of showing honor and respect for his word. Like we said to you before, one way that you show honor is by reference, how you refer to something. And always be watchful how you speak about the Bible, how you speak about the Word, and how you speak about the blood. Always be very reverent, very respectful, because we couldn't be bought with silver and gold, the Bible said. But we have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. There's nothing in eternity, in the universe, that is as valuable as that blood. Why? The very life of God is in that blood.
Amen.
That blood was worth enough to buy us.
Amen.
And he has bought us with his blood. So we reverence the blood. And we reverence the Holy Spirit. Jesus warned people about blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And that means talking derogatorily. Speaking ill or defaming him. So if you think something might be the Holy Ghost, keep your hands off of it. If you're not sure whether it's the Holy Ghost or not, be quiet. You don't want to say, well, that's of the devil. Watch out. Are you sure? Don't be attributing the Holy Ghost's work to the devil. That's what they did in Jesus' ministry, you know. He cast out demons and they said, well, he's doing it by the prince of devils. And he did, that's when he taught them, he said, blasphemy against the Holy Ghost won't be forgiven. Such a serious matter. Said out loud, we respect the Lord.
We respect the Lord.
We reverence his name.
We reverence his name.
We reverence his word.
We reverence his word.
We reverence His Spirit.
We reverence His
blood. Amen. Always watch how you speak concerning these things and show great respect, great honor, great reverence. We said you also show honor by what? Preference. Preference. The scripture talks about in honor, preferring one another. You give people preferential treatment and things preferential treatment. No, here, you take the good seat. No, you go and go ahead of me. Amen? Now, let me just tell you, we're going to endeavor to take care of people. You can't give everybody a reserve seat, right? Not even everybody you know and everybody that's a minister. You just can't. And people that have really, you know, been leaders and pioneers and that kind of thing, and especially had such influence in our life and that kind of thing, we're going to endeavor to show that. But there may be times when people are lined up outside wanting to get in. I know that sounds funny when you see all these empty seats in here this morning, but it won't be long.
Amen.
It won't be long until a regular thing, this parking ought to be full.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I want you to be on the watch and understand these things. If somebody comes in and they are a leader and an elder, I want a whole bunch of you. You grab them and put them up in the front of the line.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Amen. If you need to, you give up your seat.
Amen.
And I'm not telling you something I hadn't done. I've done it.
That's right.
I don't know how many hours Phyllis and I have spent standing outside in line to get into meetings. I don't know how many hours. And there have been times that we saw people and we said, well, no, you need to sit here. You come on up here and sit here. Preference. Everybody say preference. Showing preference. And giving people the better seat. Giving them the better spot. Giving them the preferential treatment. Giving them the better food. If food's running short, give them the good portion. And you believe for yours. You'll get yours. Amen. Everybody say preference. That's honoring. That means you are acknowledging their place. You're acknowledging the greater anointing. You're acknowledging the greater position. And we spent some time last week talking about that even though we're all loved the same, all have the same rights and privileges in redemption, yet we do not all have the same place. You could even use the word rank. The idea is there in the New Testament. There's different places. And Hebrews, we read, Hebrews 7 says, the less is blessed of the greater, the NIV talks about. The greater. So there is lesser and greater places. And we want to honor that. How many think somebody served God faithfully? You know, like I just saw Brother Hagin. And he's been faithful in the ministry for 65 years. And been used all over the world and you know the kind of impact his ministry has had. How many believe somebody like that should not have to sit in the back?
That's right.
Or wait on something. And when the food is served, we serve them first.
Amen.
You know, we used to go out with them all the time. And when the waitress comes, first thing we'd say, they'd ask us, what do we want? We said, no, ask them first. What do they want? If something was busy and there's a lot of people there, we'd say, well, serve them first so they can get through if they want to leave and we'll take care. And I'd watch and he would, you know, every time before he got ready to go, he'd fold his napkin. I'd watch little things and learn. And when he'd take that napkin out and fold it, that's when I'd jump up and go get the car.
Amen.
I'd run, go get the car, pull it around front. And so he might sit there and talk another 30 minutes if he wanted to. But I knew he's getting ready to go when he pulls that napkin out and starts folding it up. And so that they wouldn't have to walk a long ways and do some of these things. Or if you could get ahead and take care of something before they got there, you should.
That's
all little ways of showing preference, which is showing honor.
Amen.
We'll talk eventually about who we are to honor. But let's keep going. I got into it, I believe, last Sunday some, that a third thing, a way that you show honor, is what? Deference, deferring. And actually, preference and deference overlap some, and yet there's some differences too. But deferring, to defer, has the idea of courteous yielding to or submission to the wishes or judgment of another. Deferring to, saying, well, no, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to eat? Let's do it your way. And you should defer to the greater position, the greater anointing, the greater place. Everybody say defer. See, to give place to, we talked about a couple of them. One way that you defer is in your conversation, in your words. It is disrespectful to interrupt an elder, isn't it? They're talking and you interrupt them. It's disrespectful to interrupt anybody. The Bible talks about preferring one another, giving honor to all men. And when you interrupt somebody, you're saying something in your action that I don't think you want to say. Somebody's talking and they're not even through with their sentence, and you butt in and you interject something. You're saying, shut up. What you're saying is not important. What I've got to say is so important, I can't wait 15 seconds for you to finish your sentence. So shut up and be quiet and listen to me, because I'm important. You're not. What I've got to say is important. What you've got to say is not. So we should be through with interruption around here. Really, think about it. It's disrespectful, especially with an elder, especially with somebody of a greater place. Don't interrupt. And don't just change the subject when it's not what they want to talk about or what they want to deal with. You know, really good listeners are rare. A whole lot of folk, even if they are quiet enough to let you talk or somebody else talk, they're not really paying attention. They're loading their pistols behind their back while you're talking what they're going to say. And as soon as they can jump in, they start telling you what they think. And that's not what the scripture says. James says, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath or get angry. So be quick to hear. You know, so many times you just save yourself so much embarrassment too. Anybody ever said something before you knew the whole story? And then you had to come back and say, well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have said that. If you'd have been quiet and listened, you would have known. You'd have found out. The scripture talks about a man who answers a matter before he hears it is a fool. So get all the story before you start making judgments and passing decisions. You know, and I do this a lot. Somebody says, did you hear about so-and-so and what happened to them? I said, well, now hold on. I don't know the whole story. So what do you think about that? I don't have enough information to even know what I think about it. I don't know the whole, I know a piece of what somebody heard that somebody heard. But so many times you don't know the story.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.